The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adre, Azile, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Behetskabel, Eshtami Tukavamis Vale of Tikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Mr. Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. Well, I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, and God lift up his loving arms upon you. God give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in, even as he has forevermore. This is what I pray for you. It has always have been my prayer for you. Well, today we have Hoodoo Money Reading, a detailed reading about your money. Oh, yeah, a lot of people will need to know that. A detailed reading about your money. Now, as always, well, if you want to join in, it's easy. Yeah, it's easy. Just dial 619-924-9801. 619-924-9801. Okay, I'll do it again. 619-924-9801. If you wish to be a part of this program, now those are the numbers for you to call. That's the number for you to call. You know, and well, I'll tell you what, we are going to start it, but we've got some commercials first. Yeah, we sure do. We got some commercials. So those commercials, I expect you to listen to them because they are real, real important. Now, don't go away because we'll be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Well, I see so many people here tonight. And we are going to start. We're first going to start off with a prayer. You know, somebody, you know, a fool is in the chat room. Just an idle-minded fool. He ain't got nothing else to do. But we are going to start off with these prayers tonight. Okay? And the only thing I ask is that you pray along with us, if you can. Yes, sir, that's right. Just pray along with us, if you can. Because these prayers are important, okay? All right, let's go. Baruch Hashem. O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hand. Give me the power to know all things. All things through this device which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Geburah, the spirit of Da'af, and the Yirah Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amen. Selah. His delight shall be in the fear of Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Neither decide he after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness he judges the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Okay, we're ready to start, and the first call, I'll tell you, is from area code 573. Yep, this is your call. Hello, Papa Faith here.
Hey, Papa, how
Hello?
Are you tonight, sir? Yeah, hey, Papa, how are you tonight? Good.
I'd
like to get up. Good. I'd like to get a money reading, sir.
Okay. All right. The first reading, the first card is the Seven of Clubs. No. The Three of Spades. And the second card is the Four of Diamonds. Now, the third card is the Fifth of Clubs. And the last card is the Jack of Diamonds. Now, if you just hold on 1 minute, we'll see what this says. Hold on. Okay, we have yours now. The Three of Spades and the Four of Diamonds go hand in hand. The Three of Spades means something in present, past, and future. Something in present, past, and future. Now, I have to tell you that spades, determine work. It determines a certain effort which you've got to put out. Now, the Four of Diamonds is money. The Four of Diamonds is money, and it depicts money coming from all four bases of the universe. You are going to receive money. It's going to come from everywhere. Now, the Jack and the Five of Clubs work in tandem, too, because the clubs mean luck. They mean luck or prosperity. Wherever you go, these cards mean luck. So, only thing I can say is that four and that jack and that five of clubs work together. These are showing you that you will have money. Your money will come from a lucky source. It'll be just certain money. It'll be certain money. It'll be lucky money, which you will have. Now, those things are very, very good for you. Now, I advise you to use these numbers this week. 3, 4, 5, and 2. 3, 4, 5, and 2. Now, however you look at it, those numbers will be in bold for you this week. They will be right there for you. Right there for you. 3, 4, 5, and 2. And God bless you and God keep you.
All right. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, the first one got off all right. Now, let's look at the second one. Okay, 903, this is Papa Say. Okay, 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I was wanting a money reading, too. Some good news.
Okay. Well, the first card is the Deuce of Clubs. The second card is the Ace of Clubs. And the third card is the Ten of Spades. The fourth card is the Ten of Hearts. Now, if you hold on 1 second, you hold on, and we will come back to you and tell you exactly what this means.
Thank you.
Okay, we're ready. Now, you have two tandems here. The Ace of Clubs and the Deuce of Clubs is one, and the two tens are the second. Now, the Ace of Clubs and the Deuce of Clubs mean what? They only mean you will have luck. You will have a true enough abundance. You will have a luck which is so much no one will be able to even really look at it. Now, the Ace, well, the Deuce of Clubs means luck. It means luck coming and going. Or luck. Luck in the two realms. Luck physically and spiritually. So you have that there. And the Ace means that the luck is above all. You have all the luck. Now, the Tens, the Ten of Hearts and the Ten of Spades, mean that you will have something even above that. Now, the Ten of Hearts means love. The Ten of Hearts means love. And the Ten of Spades means you will have work. It will be something that you've never even realized before. So those two tens really point to you and your own work. You doing or being what you should do. Now, I advise you to use these numbers, okay? 2, 1, 1, and 1. 2, 1, 1, and 1. Now, if you use those, that will be a good blessing for you. Now, something I think you should do, too, is take a new deck of cards, and pull out the Ten of Hearts. Pull out the Ten of Hearts and wear the Ten of Hearts with you, wherever you go. You know, on your left side, wear the Ten of Hearts. And whatever anyone else says, God will bless you and God will keep you. All right? God bless you.
God bless you, Papa. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have a good person. All right. 832, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to get a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Four of Spades. The second card is the Eight of Diamonds. The second card is the Seven of Diamonds. And the last card, the fourth card, is the Five of Diamonds. Now, if you hold on 1 second, we will see what this is and get right back to you. Hold on.
You're about to discover a surprise.
Okay. Well, that seven, that eight, and that five of diamonds all work together. All three of them mean money. They mean money. The seven means money. The eight means, well, it means all kinds of money. And the five means money. Now, the five of diamonds means money is coming to you from all four directions, but it will reside with you. Now, the seven of diamonds means the money comes from you from all four directions, but this is money which is yours now and will be yours in the future. The eight of diamonds means money is coming to you from all four directions, but also all four spiritual directions. So you have money depicted being yours all around. Now, the Four of Clubs, the Four of Spades, the Four of Spades means that you are putting an effort in there. You are putting an effort, your effort with it. So, from the four directions, your effort will be there. Your effort will be something good. Now, I advise you to use these numbers this week. Use these numbers. 4, 8, 7, and 5. 4, 8, 7, and 5. Now, I tell you what to do. Take the 8 of spades. Get a deck of cards and take the eight of diamonds out. Take the eight of diamonds and wear it on the right side of your body, in your right pocket or anywhere like that. Just wear it on the right side. Wear that eight of diamonds. Now, that is a talisman for you. Wear it. And then all these will come about. It will come about. You know, just wear the eight of diamonds. And God bless you.
All right, thank you, and God bless you also.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we have good people. Okay, 812, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I would love to have a money reading tonight.
Okay. First card is the Ten of Diamonds. The second card is the Joker. The third card is the Eight of Clubs. And the fourth card is the Eight of Hearts. Well, now, just hold on 1 minute. We're going to look at this, and we'll get right back to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
The Ten of Diamonds is money. It is the Five of Diamonds twice. Now, the five means that you are in all four directions of that money is coming upon you no matter what an individual says. So the Ten of Diamonds is a large amount of money, a double amount of money, more amount of money than you had ever even thought of. Now, the Eight of Hearts and the Eight of Clubs work hand in hand. The Eight of Hearts is love. The Eight of Clubs is money. Well, it's luck. It's luck. It's love and luck. Both of those eights bring to you something which you were not looking for, something which you were in need of, and all of it means that you are a blessed individual. You are a blessed individual. You have luck and you have money. Now, the Joker is somebody. It's a card that, you know, makes the good bad and makes the bad makes the good bad and the bad good. But this Joker is overturned. So this Joker will bring you nothing but good. Nothing but good. Now, for yourself, I would use the Ten of Diamonds. I would use the Ten of Diamonds. I would get a new deck of cards, and take out the Ten of Diamonds and carry it with me. Now, for your money this week, use these numbers. 1, 8, and 8. 1, 2, 8, and 8. And okay. Now you use that 10 now. Use that 10 as a talisman. Use that as a talisman. That 10 of diamonds can do a whole lot for you. Wear it on your left side, in your left bra, and, you know, wherever you can. That 10 of diamonds will do a lot for you, okay?
Okay, and thank God, you very much.
God bless you.
Bless you, too.
All right. Well, that's good. That is good. Well, we have another person. 313, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hi, Papa. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. I would like a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Three of Clubs. The second card is the Six of Spades. The third card is the Eight of Spades. And the fourth card is the Queen of Spades. Now, just hold on a second and I'll see what this means. We'll be right back with you. Now, hold on. Okay, that Three of Clubs means luck in the past, in the present, and in the future. You will have luck. You will be lucky in everything you do, past, present, and future. Now, the Queen of Spades the Six of Spades, and the Eight of Spades are all working in tandem. Now, the Queen of Spades is you. You are the Queen of Spades. But the Eight and the Six mean this. With the eight, you will have a phenomenal amount of luck in what you do. Yes, this has to do with what you're tending for and what you're trying to do. But that eight will bring you a gross amount of luck. Now the six is past, present, and future two times. So the Six of Spades points to you receiving past luck, past, present, and past future goodness in this life and in the next. Now, this is a very, very good one. Very good scripture. This is excellent because it means that no matter what happens, you will be all right. Now, for this month, I'll just tell you, wait a minute. Before we do that, I'll give you your the cards for you. The Three of Clubs is the card for you this week. The Three of Clubs. Just hold the Three of Clubs, take it out of a deck of cards, the Three of Clubs. Now, it will do a lot for you. It will do a lot for you. Now, I advise you to use these numbers this week. 3, 6, 8, and 4. 3, 6, 8, and 4. And with that 3, wear it on your left side. Wear it on your left side. Now that's all, and God bless you real good.
God bless you, Papa. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, so many people have received this blessing, and so many have become it. Yes, it becomes many of them. Well, all you got to do is just hold your hand toward God and wait on Him. Yeah, just hold your hand up to God and wait on Him. Yes, sir. All right. We have received the money reading for this week. Yeah. And now I want to use one more commercial, and then we will go to something better. Okay? Hold on.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be it the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Why are ghosts seen wearing clothes? Why are ghosts seen wearing clothes? Now, a question that ghost researchers are confronted with concerns the fact that ghosts most often are seen wearing clothes. It is also a question that skeptics raise to support their arguments that ghosts are figments of the imagination, but it is a perfectly legitimate question. If ghosts are human spirit energy, why do their manifestations include the manufactured convention of clothing? Of all, clothes are not part of our bodies, our spirits, or our souls. Or are they? Now, I pose this question to a number of respected paranormal researchers. Now, Troy Taylor of the American Ghost Society says, why do ghosts need clothes? No one really seems to know. But it's possible that in most cases, ghosts wearing clothes are simply residual images, imprints, or memories that linger on in the atmosphere in place like a recording. A ghost of this sort would have no personality, and it's simply like an old movie that just keeps playing. But what about ghosts that are not merely imprints? What about those which are true traditional spirits who died and stayed behind? Many researchers feel that ghosts are made of electromagnetic energy. This energy inside of the body forms what we call our spirit, soul, or personality. Now, science cannot prove this energy or personality actually exists, yet we know it does. It can exist in our body. Then why can it exist outside of the body once the body itself stops functioning? It's possible that it does this and that. This electromagnetic energy contains our personality and is what we think of as our spirit. Now, it has been shown through scientific experiments that exposure to high levels of electromagnetic energy, or it has been shown through scientific experiments that exposure to high levels of magnetic energy can cause people to have vivid dreams, nightmares, or even hallucinations. In other words, people are seeing things as a result of this energy. Now, you got that? If spirits have any sort of control over the energy, they are now comprised of, or even if their personalities are somehow manifested in energy, then I would think it possible for the witness to see the spirit as the spirit sees itself. If the personality does remain, the spirit would visualize itself as it was when alive, appearing in person and wearing clothing. Now, this could be a totally unconscious effect of the energy of the living on the living person, or it could be a manipulation on the part of the spirit itself, perhaps calling the person who wants what it wants them to wear. The person sees what he wants it to wear. To understand this, I suggest you close your eyes for your moment, then visualize yourself in your mind. Now, how do you appear to yourself? Most likely, you're wearing clothing in your imagination. Now, with the idea that a ghost appears looking the same way he sees himself, this might explain why many ghosts are not only wearing clothing. Yeah, this is why so many ghosts that are seen are not only wearing clothing. Now, Richard and Debbie Sennett, they say ghosts and clothes that they wear have long been a snickering question. It is a sort of gotcha question debunkers use, and it tells more about the why ghosts are interpreted than anything about them. Ghosts appear as wearing clothes because that's how they appear to us. In our era, the clothes are part of what we are. They are part of how we see ourselves. And this image, mental image, is the one projected and picked up. In fact, clothes can many times give us information about who the ghosts are and what lives they have. Now, there are some reports of nude ghosts, but they are few and far between. Ghosts tend to be seen in the garments they were buried wearing. In many ways, the clothing helps us to identify who they are. Now, Jeff Belanger, the founder of GhostVillage.com and author of The Ghost Files, he has this to say. In many cases, a ghost is a projection of a person. Whether that person or projection is coming from our own head, some intelligent energy swarming all around us or appearing on the location itself, I don't know. Consider this. If you were to picture yourself somewhere, it's likely you would envision yourself wearing clothes, looking comfortable yet presentable. And maybe you drop a few pounds in your projection. Hey, it's cheaper than liposuction, so you have it. Now, very few people would picture themselves naked. Yeah, though that's usually one exhibitionist in every crowd. Now, you could project an image of yourself that you would project yourself bleeding from a gunshot, which you sustained in the last moments of life, in order to make a point of view to whoever received the projection. Now, the apparition is always a representation of something or someone else. It's not an entity unto itself. You hear that? It's not an entity unto itself. Otherwise, it would be so fleeting. All right, now Stacey Jones of Central New York Ghost Hunter says this. I believe that ghosts show themselves in whatever form they want. If the spirit will be more comfortable at a certain age, they may show themselves at that time. I'm not familiar with any person who is comfortable showing himself in the nude. Therefore, they wouldn't want to show themselves all natural in ghost form. Now, these are all very good points. You hear that? Now, these are all very good points. Now, if ghosts are manifestation of the energy of human consciousness, then that consciousness would include clothing. Since it's stated by others above, this is how we think of ourselves. As an esoteric author, Richly Hawks, put it, considering that humans are far more than just their bodies, why shouldn't they be wearing clothes? Oh, well, I didn't think of it that way. No, I didn't think of it that way. Why shouldn't they? Well, I've had a very good time tonight, and I want all of you to be here tomorrow night for success readings, the success readings. Now, these success readings are something which you will like because they tell just how close you are to being a success or not being a success. So be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night, God bless you, and God keep you. And may he shine his face upon you and give you peace forevermore. Good going and good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.